You've heard the question before. You've probably asked it yourself. If not now, when? But what are you really asking when you say that? It could be one of three things, depending on where you are with your ministry or business. In episode 128 of Just One Simple Thing, we'll explore the rallying cry, the desperate prayer, and the honest question. Hey friend, welcome to Just One Simple Thing, the podcast where we find the intersection of practical solutions, biblical truth, and creativity as you lead in ministry and business. In order to make an impact, you have to take action even when you aren't 100% sure what God is up to. If you're tired of trying all the things and ready to do a new thing, this is the place for you. I'm your host, Krista Hutchins, a project manager, coach, wife, mom, encourager, and friend. In each episode, we tackle a specific issue keeping you stuck as you chase after your God dream and give you just one simple thing to help bring clarity to your swirl of creative ideas. Now, let's go solve a problem. So, to understand the context of this episode, you have to understand my complicated relationship with stickers. I'm not into the whole sticker craze. I know so many of you love to stick them on your laptops, your cups, your notebooks, but I just don't get it. My friend Esther Littlefield and I have a running joke about it. She would have new stickers in swag bags at her events, and I would give my stickers back to her. I know she paid good money for them, and I didn't want to waste her money. Finally, one time, I put one of her stickers on the back of my phone case, and we took a picture of it together because it was such a momentous occasion. Now, even though I don't personally feel the need to collect them, I know that stickers are a trendy marketing tool. I found a great designer who really gets my vibe, and she's developed a whole bunch of stickers for me. I'll link Kelly's info in the show notes in case you're looking for something like that. Kelly was sharing some of her designs on social media, and I saw one that I loved. It said, "If not now, when?" Kelly recreated that sticker in my brand colors, and I used it in a promotion at a conference last fall and in the Do Your Thing Retreat swag and at-home boxes. As I was handing out those stickers, it hit me that you could ask that question in a lot of different ways at different stages of your ministry or business. And they're all ways that lead to a deeper understanding of God's purpose in your current situation. If not now, when can be a rallying cry, a desperate prayer, or an honest question. First, a rallying cry. I did a little survey on my Instagram stories, and this was by far the way the phrase resonates with most of you. When you first got started, you may have asked the question then, if not now, when? There's no time like the present. It motivates you to take those first actions that will lead to clarity in God's calling. It gives you a sense of urgency and priority. But if you aren't careful, that rallying cry can carry an undertone of hustle culture. Like, if you don't do it right now, you'll never have another chance. So sacrifice everything, time, money, relationships, well-being, to follow this dream. For most people, that's a recipe for burnout. And it can lead to the second way we think of this question, a desperate prayer. Lord, if not now, when will you bring growth and success? I see it happening for other people. When's it going to happen for me? I've stepped out in faith like I thought you said to. Did I hear you wrong? Am I on the wrong path? Maybe you don't want to use me after all. Friend, if you are hearing those thoughts in your head, right now I want you to shut off your social media, close your laptop, and invite the Lord into those emotions. I'm not going to stand here and say you definitely heard God correctly or you are definitely on the right path. But I am going to say that God definitely wants to use you. He has gifted you with skills, abilities, resources, and a message that He wants to use in ways that maybe you haven't imagined. Sit with Him and let Him unfold that vision in your heart. It may look a little different than it did back when you were all gung-ho and rallying out to fight the world. It may be more simple. It may be more grand. But you won't know until you deal with those emotions with the Lord. Then you'll be able to ask the honest question. If not now, Lord, when? What do you need to do in me before I can step into this calling? Where do I need to grow? What do I need to learn? What connections do I need to make? What season of my life needs to change before I can dedicate the time, energy, and resources needed to focus on this dream? After evaluating it honestly, you may find that the when is now. It may be time to take that first step or the next step towards the vision God's given you, but you'll be able to do it without the hustle or the desperation. So what does that question mean to you right now? Is it a rallying cry, a desperate prayer, or an honest question? For your one simple action step, I want to help you answer the honest question, and I have two ways to do that. First, head over to my free Facebook group, Plan and Pray with Do a New Thing, and grab your honest questions worksheet. It'll help you think through all those things I mentioned. And second, check out my group program, The Honor Circle. If you're listening to this in real time, the second half of March, The Honor Circle is open for enrollment. In the program, you'll be surrounded by other ladies with a dream that are honoring all the work that God has given them to do. And they're working through these questions just like you are. You can learn all about it at doanewthing.com/honorcircle or at the link in the show notes. All right, that's it for this week. Can you believe we're almost through the first quarter of 2024? It's flying by. Be sure to invite some friends along on the journey with us. It's always more fun with friends. Before we run off, let's do a little check-in. Here we are near the end of another month. Did it get away from you again with little progress on your goals and plans? Do you need help figuring out where to focus, but you aren't ready to invest in one-on-one coaching? Then I have just the thing for you. The most cost-effective way to get the benefits of expert input on your goals and plans. With a Move Forward review, you can submit your plans for the month. I'll take a look and make sure your plan is aligned with your goals, that it's doable, and that it's structured in a sequence that makes sense. Then I'll email you my feedback along with resource recommendations for areas where you may be stuck, and perhaps a little tough grace if you need it, just like I give in my one-on-one coaching calls. Y'all, I'm just being honest here. This is the biggest bang for the buck of all my products and services. If you've ever wanted an affordable and time-efficient way to benefit from my project management experience, this is it. You can get all the details at the link in the show notes. And remember, clarity comes from action, and action can be just one simple thing.